Welcome to the podcast that opens to the Akash of our human blueprint, so we can be supported to align in our signature and truth, to live and create as the divine, multidimensional humans we are. I hope you enjoy the transmission.
It's a relationship that we have where we can turn to face inwards, to face higher self, and to invoke. Higher self, I ask, please, for the highest guidance in this now moment. Or I ask for the highest healing in this now moment. I ask for the highest support, solution. I ask for an opening. I ask for the kindest outcome, the most benevolent support. Higher self, I ask. And I ask to be shown lovingly, with kindness. I ask to be shown gracefully. And the beautiful thing is, the more we turn inwards and consciously connect and nurture that relationship between ourselves and higher self, the stronger it gets, the more we repeat that invocation. I call for the highest possible guidance now. I open only to guides of unconditionally loving integrity. I allow in only that which is for me. All else passes me by. We have that one here. I'm going to put that up. A little look. And it's, the more we do that, we actually attune the conditions in our energy field. We reconfigure the shapes as instructions in our energy field, in our field of consciousness. So with repeated invocation, where we call for guidance, we don't have to go through a litany of, I invoke, can I call for the highest possible guidance in the kindest way, with the highest possible guise, da 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 da. We just go, higher self, can I have help with this, please? Show me now. What do I need to see? Because all of that has become part of who we are and how we ask. But first, we have to practice it. That's my experience anyway, is that we have to practice that. Consciously turn inwards, consciously center, consciously turn inwards, consciously turn to higher self, and say, ask for the highest guidance now, please. Asking for the highest guidance is like asking for the most appropriate. This is why I will get sets of guides come in from all over the place. But because over 20 years or so, I've always been attuning myself to say, I only allow guides of unconditionally loving integrity. I want guidance benevolent, that's safe for all, la da da, that I can trust that when I turn to my higher self and guides do come in from all over the place, everything is a frequency match for my highest vibration, for what I'm able to call in. And nothing is ever coming from somewhere where I wouldn't want it to, that I wouldn't give permission for, or I wouldn't be comfortable with, or that's low vibrational, or that's hurtful. And I can trust, it's like, because I've got that anchoring safety, it's a centralizing principle. It means I can open for guidance in all directions. So you can read the Akash of the rocks and the river and the mountains, as well as the stars, as well as the beings, as well as the guides. And that is why I've been harping on about this at length, because this, for me, is what makes getting our guidance safe, reliable, loving, benevolent, trustworthy, and in the highest possible integrity always, and efficient. So the alchemy for me that I would share is turning inward, centering, turning inwards to face higher self and consciously asking, I call for, like I said a million times, the highest potential, the highest guidance available now. With all your other subcategories, I've wanted to be kind and loving and da-da-da and safe and appropriate. Please help me with this or that. So So higher self, to wrap that one up, is basically our interface, not just with the whole of the cache, but with all other guides and consciousnesses everywhere. So all of everything is consciousness. Consciousness can have a voice, and consciousness has records that can be read. So guides can come through our higher self, or they can come to us direct. And can you see why it might be safest and most highly aligned to access guides through our higher self?
I hope you enjoyed the transmission. To find out more about Blueprint Cache sessions, or maybe join the live events, you can go to infinityresonance.com and get in touch.